From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 16th, 2015. This week, we drop in on a Virginia social gathering during a highly competitive round of Name Your Favorite Amphibian with a Tail. Sound too good to be true? Well, just have a listen for about 25 seconds.
Cumberland Plateau Salamander.
Valley and Ridge Salamander.
Atlantic Coast Slimy Salamander.
Cave Salamander.
Mud Salamander.
Black-bellied Salamander.
Red Spotted Newt.
Common Mud Puppy.
Hellbender.
Greater Siren. Amphiuma.
Jefferson Salamander.
Yanalassi Salamander.
Those were the names of 13 species of salamanders out of over 50 species in Virginia and several hundred species worldwide. As the names indicate, salamanders show a variety of regional locations, habitat preferences, and characteristics. Salamanders occur all across Virginia, but the western areas of Virginia and other southern Appalachian states are considered globally significant for their diversity of salamanders and various other organisms. Salamanders are tailed members of the scientific class called amphibians. Frogs and toads are amphibians whose adults don't have a tail. Many salamander species follow the typical amphibian life cycle pattern of living on land as adults, but having an aquatic larval stage. Some salamanders, however, are completely aquatic, while others are completely land-based. Even on land, salamanders require moist conditions to avoid drying out through their skin. Whether in forests, water bodies, or wetlands, salamanders are important components in food webs and other natural cycles, and their presence or absence helps indicate the ecological quality of land and water habitats. And besides being important ecologically, salamanders have some fascinating symbolic roles in human culture. Examples include the inspiration for the political term gerrymander, names for several musical groups, crime scene clues in The Salamander, a 1973 novel by Morris West, and the name of the Salamander Resort and Spa in Middleburg, Virginia, based in part on the World War II experiences of a former owner of the estate. That owner's code name was Salamander, because his ability to elude capture recalled the mythology and word origin of salamanders being able to survive fire. Thanks to friends in Blacksburg for calling out salamander names, and they get the last word for a diverse, ecologically important, and somewhat mythical group of animals.
Salamanders!
For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.